It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Speak Out. I am Paul Lavoie, and we do have a replacement guest today. Not that, I don't know, that sounds weird, right? A replacement guest? But you were so available, Russ Mascari.
You simply have to ask, I'll show up.
And that's fantastic. And I didn't even have to confirm with you yesterday or today. I said, am I going to need to call you and confirm? And you're like, nope, I'll be there. But, no, as Larry had said in the previous hour, Chuck Taylor, retired SR-71 pilot, was scheduled to be on the show today. Unfortunately, he could not make it. We're working on rescheduling. I think it's Captain. I'm not sure what he retired as. I'll have to ask AZ Flagpole owner...
George Link.
George Link, of course. I'll have to ask him... what the rank was. George will probably call in knowing him, but anyway, no, we have Russ Mascari here in a very serious topic we're going to be talking about. And we're linking it all. I'm not letting the topic out of the bag yet. Hold on. But we're linking it all with Troop Box Convoy. There's the events coming. Mike White's going to be on the show at 11:30, and Mike comes on every year to talk about Troop Box Convoy. And the reason I wanted to give Mike props, I've got all of these guests or potential guests that email me or call me or text me. You know, I need to get on the show. I need to get on the show. Folks, we're booking 6 weeks out right now. You know, getting you on by April 1st takes practically an act of Congress, if Congress had jurisdiction or if they actually got something done. But no, please book as far out as possible. Mike did just that. I think he booked before the Christmas break. So I got to give him props. So thank you very much, Mike White. And I talked to him this morning, and he will be here. So anyway, Russ, we have a very serious...
He's a good man, Mike is, and he leads a good group at that post.
He's a very good man. Yeah. And we have a very serious topic to discuss, and Russ won't let me put anything else veteran-related in the show. I had to get that dig in there. But no, we're talking about veteran suicides. And our phone line is open. If you need to reach out to Russ... Maybe Russ will have a lifeline for you. He'll have a resource. If you're a family member of a veteran, a mother, a father, a grandfather, a grandmother of a veteran, and you see signs that that veteran might need help, give us a call, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And we're talking about suicide prevention, and especially in Arizona right now.
I want to lead off with a personal comment and why suicide prevention is such an important item to me. I've experienced two suicides in my family. Mm-hmm. One, a daughter when she was 22 years old, who was distraught over a marriage that was going bad and finances, etc. She was going to counseling, and we thought she was coming out of it, and everything was fine. And the next week or so she was gone, had taken her life. And another one is a brother. And similar, you know, counseling, think everything's under control, gone. If I had known then what I know now about suicide prevention and the social determinants of health and the clues that you can pick up on their behavior and their situations as they go on day in and day out, the clues are there, and we just have to dial in and pay attention to those who are stressed, depressed. What's the cause, and how do we help them out of their dilemma? And that's what we're going to cover this morning. Suicides in Arizona are a very, very bad number. The average, the general population is about 23 per 100,000 people. The veterans nationally are 32 or 39% higher than the general population. Arizona veterans are 45 per 100,000, are twice the general population. Mojave County is 78 suicides per 100,000, 250% higher than the general population in Arizona. What's the cause? The causes are several, and the results can be changed if you're dialed into what their needs, what the distressed people's needs are. So, you know, we've got a group in Arizona called the Arizona Coalition for Military Families, which was established in about 2008, and it is a mature organization. There will be about 500 participants at the upcoming symposium down in Phoenix, and they're made up of every veteran organization, military organization, all the VA hospitals, Access, TriWest, you name the organizations in the state, they will be there. Their people, their representatives will be at that symposium. And their mission is to help the 500,000 active duty service members, veterans, and family members who live in Arizona. They call Arizona home. And so we need to address how can we help them in any number of ways, and leading up to the fact of suicide prevention. The coalition has caused us to think in a collaborative style, a collaborative way of looking at working with folks and organizations. The Arizona Coalition has pulled together the Arizona Department of Veteran Services, has created an organization or a unit of theirs called Be Connected. We, the Marine Corps League in Arizona, have joined forces with them. We now are also carrying their messages out on the Marine for Life for LinkedIn site. And the whole idea is to get this information into the community, out into the members of our communities, that they are clued in, that they know there is help out there from all kinds of organizations. Suicide prevention is looked at in stages. One's what they call a green zone or safe. The next one up the line is a yellow zone, which is a stress. The orange zone, which is really stress, injury, and threatening of hurting themselves. And the red zone that's critical. At that point, you have to refer anybody that is in the red zone. You have to refer them to the crisis line. And the crisis line has done a good thing recently by simplifying the dial-in number, 988.
Absolutely.
#1. I mean, it's just number one. It's a nice short number to remember. If you know anyone in crisis, 988-1 is the way to get a crisis support or a person on the line to help that loved one out of their stress. Now, we talk about the social determinants of health. You know, we, in general, have always been willing to and have helped anybody who's reached out to us for assistance. We've helped them fix their car. We've put food on their tables. We've helped them get clothing. We helped them with rent or mortgage payments. You know, we've done these things, but then we typically pulled up short. We did those things and got them off the hook for that crisis of the day, of the week, of the month. But then it was a recurring one. We didn't address what do we do to stop the problems from recurring month in and month out, leading eventually to a stress point in their life that Now they are a candidate perhaps headed in the direction of suicide because it's a constant pressure. It's never relieved. They're distressed. They're depressed. And they need that relief on a long-term basis.
How do you provide that? For those underlying factors? And the one thing I really want to stress here, so we can go local possibly, are you getting those calls, those distress calls, Russ, from, say, Havasu or Bullhead City, Golden Valley, Kingman? There's very high veteran population here, obviously.
Well, you know, that's the whole idea of you hosting us on shows like this, is to get the message out, and we're grateful. We are grateful,
and we're grateful that you use this as a platform.
Of course, they're in the last 12 months, the statewide encounters by Be Connected. Be Connected is a service line, is a connection line for people to reach out to help them with any issue they might have. Is it clothing? Is it employment? Is it social support? Is it finances? Is it food? Is it education? Is it legal help? Is it homelessness, paying the rent, mortgage? Is it mental health? Is it physical health? Is it spirituality? I had a personal experience recently here in Havasu myself that a young woman veteran reached out to me and said, I'm distressed and I can't buy food. I don't have money to buy food because my car is not working and I can't drive to work and obviously I'm not making my money. And so we helped her with the food. But then we go down the list now. We've learned. We've matured. We've grown up from giving her the food. What else do you need from us? What other assistance can we help you with?
And if you can't afford food, did you pay the light bill? Did you pay the rent? Your cell phone?
She was backed up on her insurance for her car.
Oh my goodness.
So she couldn't pay for her.
And that could turn into a warrant.
And her car didn't work.
Eventually.
Her car didn't work. We fixed the car. We paid the insurance. We got the food on the table.
Oh my.
But then we keep asking the other probing questions. Do you need anything else? Mental health? Are you distressed? Would you like to talk to somebody? Spirituality is one of the social determinants of health to address. So she said, she stuttered or hesitated a little bit, and I knew then that she did have the problem. I said, I can put you in touch with somebody that you can talk with. He's a counselor, and he can help you get through this time.
Right.
And she said, okay. So I linked her up with a man I know who has a doctorate in divinity, and he's a grief counselor, a trained grief counselor. And she had lost her parents also.
I was going to say, was that the underlying problem?
The recent couple of years, she lost her parents. So she was like the lone ranger here in town didn't have anybody to turn to. And at that point, she said yes. So now they have dialogue since. I bumped into her at CVS not too long ago. And I said, how are you doing? She said, much better. My car is okay. I'm going to work. I'm blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the discussion, I said, did you talk to the counselor? She said, yes. And I said, are things going all right now? She said, yes. So that's the whole, getting down to the basics.
Sure.
Asking those questions and penetrating that veneer. People will offer much information. You've got to dig in a little bit and almost to the point of being, obnoxious.
Yeah, you can fix those problems that you mentioned, the rent, the light bill, the cell phone bill, the insurance, the car payments, but that's only a month at a time.
That's right.
It still comes back.
That's
what
exactly
is the
right.
underlying issue?
Yeah. And she's dealing with that with this counselor, and she's doing fine. Now she's working, now she's feeding herself, now she's paying her insurance, now she's talking to the counselor. You know, now that she's grounded again, as opposed to up in the air, where to from here, that you feel sometimes in life.
Well, let's come back from the break, and we'll talk about, you know, when we go to break today, we'll talk about the crisis line. Just call 988 option 1. 988 option 1. Send that to your friends. Send that to family. Anybody who you think may be in crisis, 988, press option 1. When you're prompted. All right, we have Russ Mascari here. He is the past commandant of the Lake Havasu City Marine Corps League Detachment 757. I know that by heart.
Thank you very much.
I just didn't know how to spell commandant.
Semper Fi.
Do or die. Gung ho, gung ho. That's right. Thank you for your service, by the way, Marine.
Thank you. Thank
appreciate
you.
That. I've changed his name from Mascari to Marine, by the way. So there you go.
I love it.
All right. Again, Mike White coming in bottom of the hour talking about Troop Box Convoy. We'll be back with Russ Mascari in just a moment. 928-854-KNTR. 928-854-5687. We don't ask for names, by the way, on this show. Never have, at least not on my watch. And call in if you have a question, a concern, or you need a resource for a veteran who may be in distress. Stay with us. We'll be right back. But there's a churning in my gut, because I just can't call you up when things get rough. Or I'll empty hug my neck. For the troops. Always love that song whenever we're talking about veterans and veteran-related issues. And we're with Russ Mascari, past commandant, Marine Corps League Detachment 757 here in Lake Havasu City. And we'll get back to Russ in a second. I got to let you know, one of your biggest fans is our sponsor, is one of our sponsors, by the way, Russ. Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Chad. We love Chad.
Chad. Yeah, you bet. And Rick.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Chad helped me one time.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
How did Chad help you? Did you ask for the vault and he gave you a tour?
He closed the vault, but he worked the Lord for me.
Oh, nice. Very nice. There's our testimonial from Russ. Bobby Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Patio Paradise by Just Meats. All the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop here in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And by Blonzi's Steakhouse. Talk about veteran-centric, right? She's a big supporter of the troops.
Yeah.
Melissa, of course, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius and all-veggie sandwich. And we're back with Russ Mascari, and we're talking about suicide prevention. And
before
again,
we go to food, let me
again, that number, the crisis number, 988, and then press option 1. All right, go ahead.
Before we go into food, I want to mention that Be Connected is like a clearinghouse. Be Connected had, I called her office yesterday, and I said, update me on the encounter number. Last 12 months, they had 34,169 encounters. What is an encounter? It's a phone call. It's an email. It's a referral. They have a form called Be Connected Referral. And you can find it online. If you search Be Connected Referral Form, it'll pop up several different locations. And you open that up and you can fill that form in and submit it. And you're telling them through the internet, you're telling them what your needs are and what help you need. And that gets the ball started. So the Be Connected referral form is a very critical piece of information. And again, they're a clearinghouse. They don't address all your personal problems. What they do is they have a network of associates and affiliates of collaborative partners who do the work. The Department of Veterans Services, the VA, you name it, Access, Tri-West, those are the people they work with. They have an organization called Be Connected Faith Network. And there's a bunch of priests and ministers and folks that get together online, and they're networked into the
right.
Be Connected family.
We got about 4 minutes left.
Okay, so back to the food bank. You interviewed Isabel and Wendy a few weeks ago, and we had a very good interview with
them. I learned so much. That means it's a good interview.
They served 550,000 Arizonans last year. That's how many people were served through the Arizona Food Bank Network. If you want to find out where there's a pantry near you, you simply have to dial azfoodhelp.org. azfoodhelp.org. Enter your zip code, and any food bank pantry in your zip code area will pop up, and you can go to them for help.
Yeah, also, I tried that. It's like a 50-mile radius.
Yeah.
I think I was researching that for a news story.
Yeah.
But it was like a 50-mile radius. It was showing Topak Golden Shores.
Yeah.
I don't think Kingman, but probably Yucca. There were several in this area.
Sure, absolutely. And I learned after our discussion, our interview that day, the Havasu Community Health Foundation,
right,
their food pantry delivers on Wednesdays. I was told that by one of the members of their team. So getting food delivered to you from the pantry is possible, but it's going to have to take place on a Wednesday. So keep that in mind if you need food in the Havasu City area. Havasu Community Health Foundation will deliver food on Wednesdays.
Same day that the sales change at the grocery store.
That's right.
Perfect.
Exactly. For assistance from Be Connected, you can either dial 866-429-8387. That's 866-429-8387. Or again, submit a referral form and you can find that Be Connected referral form by searching for it. Our goal is to help one person at a time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they talk about 34,000 contacts or interventions. It's all done one person at a time. Open the door for somebody for whatever opportunity they need to resolve their issues. That's all we want to do. And that's what Be Connected is all about.
All right. Anything else while we're going to break? The phone number?
Yeah.
I can give that out. 866-429-8387. Or, this is easier, 866-4-AZ-VETS. Right?
Yep.
All right. That's an easy sheet there. I mean, you don't have a lot of writing on there. That's just Be Connected to the phone number.
You like that one?
I do. for those people who have an interest in interviewing Russ for their podcast or community affairs bulletin dealio, Russ brings copious notes in the form of a packet, and he will give them to you and a co-host and whomever else at the station or the office that you're working in wants those notes. Russ, you do a great job. I just want to salute you for all your work with the veterans community.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you for letting us.
You bet. And it wouldn't be Russ Mascari's segment without the Marine Corps hymn theme, right?
To the shores of Tripoli.
I think that was the on land and sea part. There you go.
I know the words. I just haven't caught up with the time.
I didn't want to talk over you, but I got to go to break.
Goodbye.
Especially when you're singing.
Semper Fi. Thank you very much, Paul.
And thank you for your service again, sir.
Go, Paulie.
He loves those intros. All right. Coming up next, Mike White from Troop Box Convoy. An event coming up here in Lake Havasu City. We're going to learn all about it when we come back. Stay with us. I'm going to ask Judy and Mike, do you think there's any other song out there besides the national anthem that makes you want to stand up?
We always stand up for that.
Isn't that a great Lee Greenwood's version of God Bless the USA? I don't think you can even do a cover of that. It's just fantastic. So we have Judy Harvey here and Mike White. I'm not sure if Vicky's going to talk or not, but Vicky Hart is here as well. And they're all three. Well, who handed me the shirt?
I did.
Oh, Vicky. Yeah, your microphone is like straight up there. There you go. All right. You did.
Vicky did.
Vicky did. All right. For some reason, your mic is not doing well. So, all right. Anyway, that makes you my new best friend.
Oh, all right.
But I'll say Judy and Mike are as well. And Mike already heard his props at the top of the hour. I don't know when you made the date for this interview, but
It was a few months ago.
It was probably before Christmas, which is good on you. Good job. Because you got in right in during the week that you wanted to. We're going to be talking about Troop Box Convoy. It's a car and bike show, March 23rd, which is this Saturday. And he also gave me a mouse pad, a custom mouse pad that says Troop Box. This is cool. This is going to look good at the front desk. Look better than the plain old red one that I have right now. So, all right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair by Springberg Wealth Management, Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, by SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And let Lee Greenwood take it out. You can't talk over that when it's ending, right? So we do this every year. It's a car and bike show. And explain to folks what the Troop Box Convoy is before we talk about the event itself.
It's a big fundraiser, our annual fundraiser. And we raise money for our monthly troop care packages. Right now we're sending 25 to 35 care packages a month. And that's pretty expensive in postage and supplies. Also, it helps us to support our veterans causes and our military families here and veterans causes locally in town and in the state of Arizona also.
What are in those packages, those care packages?
All kinds of stuff. They love beef jerky. They get baby wipes.
Who doesn't?
I do.
No, who doesn't love beef jerky? I'm just saying, not baby wipes.
Okay, and socks and toiletries, snacks, things that a lot of them are deployed and they don't have cooking facilities, so they'll be those kinds of quick things that they can grab if they miss a meal or whatever. So a lot of food and toiletries and, you know, like I said, socks and baby wipes and some essentials
and
like
Paul,
that.
Paul, the service is basically for deployed troops, those that are out of the country, and their families, support for their families.
Where do those names come from? Where's that list? And how do you get on that list if you're not if you know a soldier who doesn't get one of those boxes?
Well, they usually call the American Legion. We do it by referral because of the privacy laws and things like that.
Sure.
We take a referral. They give us the APO and a contact name so that we know when those people have returned from their deployments. We have people deployed in Syria, Bulgaria, Germany, Romania, Djibouti in Africa, Iraq, Kuwait, trying to think where else, but lots and lots of places, and Korea, Japan.
Right.
So a lot of them are, like I say, a lot of them are deployed in places where they don't get a lot of stuff.
Mike, how long has this been going on, this shipping of the boxes for the troops?
Long before the car show, actually, and Judy can answer that better than me.
Yeah, because the boxes necessitated the need for the fundraiser.
Exactly.
Right.
We were begging for a long time. I started with one person in 2005.
Wow.
My cousin was a big brother in the big brother, little brother system, you know, and his little brother went overseas.
What
so
were you sending? I bet the box was a little bigger, right? Since you were only going to one person.
We send with USPS most of the time, the flat rate boxes depending, and they have some new programs called Ground Advantage and some other things.
Right, right. What's the most popular item, you think? The socks?
No.
I hear the no.
The
no.
Beef jerky.
The jerky, really. And that's one of the pricier items, too.
Yes, and protein bars. Those two things are requested.
Right.
And because we have a lot of women that are also deployed now, female products are popular.
Oh, sure, sure.
They're in need.
How much did you say the cost was per month?
Well,
or did you?
No, I didn't. But this month we sent 32 boxes, and I spent over $700 in postage.
Wow. Yeah, that is a lot. Mike, I take it you're, because of your run-of-the-sun experience, right, I take it you're quite a bit heavily involved in the car and bike show portion of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's our car expert.
Right, right. Tell us about the event this year.
Well, the event starts basically at 7 a.m. in the morning, and you can register there. Those car guys out there who have not signed up already to be a participant in the show may sign up at that time. But they can come into the American Legion any time between now and then. But we're going to be serving breakfast burritos at 8 to 1 p.m. We're going to have a presentation of colors, the anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, a chaplain's prayer, then followed by the show and shine. We're going to have entertainment, 11 to 2. And we're basically going to have a very fun day. In addition to helping the auxiliary with this show, I'm also the commander of the American Legion. So we have our entities, Legionnaires, we have the auxiliary, we have the Sons of the American Legion, and the American Legion Riders. That all makes up the Post 81.
So I have some really good news fundraiser-wise. I just got this from the mothership. Have you been apprised of the amount that the guitar went for at the rodeo?
Yes.
Well, I just found out.
So the guitar was signed by Dustin Lynch, Keith Urban, Lady A, Randall King, and Tracy Lawrence, and was made possible by our morning show, Big D and Bubba, over on KJJJ Nash 102.3. And the mothership says $3,500.
I have that cash.
And you have that amount.
I have
$3,500 was raised at the auction Sunday at the rodeo for Troop Box Convoy. Congratulations. How's that make you feel?
Oh, what a terrific donation to this particular effort.
Yeah.
Right.
We were
right.
Pretty excited when she told us that, would you like to be the recipient of the proceeds? I said, well, yeah.
I mean, that breaks down to 5 months' worth of shipments right there if you're talking yep. $700 a month. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic.
For the postage, yeah.
Right, yes. That's fantastic. Where does the money come from otherwise?
Well, we have sponsorships. We have golden sponsors, like this year the Relics and Rods and London Bridge Republican Women have been our number one sponsors. And we have signature sponsors, which is a lower level. That was $1,500. That's $1,000 for the Women with Willpower, Anderson Auto Group, of course, the American Legion, and the Swap Meet Association. We also have a $500 level with sponsors from the Marine Corps League, the Elks Veterans Committee, the Burley Family, London Bridge Resort, Bradley Ford and Chevy, the Outcast Car Club. We have a post in Cottonwood that has donated goods, and they've also donated money. Western Alarm, the VFW, another family, Sandy Cook and Beth Eckes, the DAV, the Tire Man, the Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education,
right.
Byron Jacobus and Linda, Harleys and Hot Rods, Boat Brokers, MCC got involved this year. We've been giving some scholarships to some of their students. Merton's Bobcat, the Sons of the Legion, Debbie and Alan Newell, who are also members of the Post, and the Natural Tees and the American Graphics. Those are just the level ones, and we still have a small group of level twos that are $250 donors. Mm-hmm. Annie Archer, Don's Auto Body, Mojave Mist and Spa, the Tri-Tech Auto, MVR Construction, Hollowell Insurance, Papa Leone's, Erica Houston, who's a dentist in town, Greg and Mary Lynn Johnson, members, and the American Legion Riders.
I only have one beef with the flyer, just one. All right, there's a logo here for a group of radio stations up the street, but we give you time every year. You should have Radio Central logo on there.
We should.
So let's work on that for next year.
We can do that.
You got
right,
it.
Right. And then the Women with Willpower looks like a signature sponsor, American Legion, and, of course, Anderson Automotive, all of their dealerships. So That's fantastic. I love the graphic. Who comes up with that?
My son.
Your son does. It's very, very creative.
He has done our graphic every year. He does have a master's degree in art.
So on the radiator grill, it says Unit 8.
81.
81. What's the significance of that?
The American Legion is all post 81.
Okay.
The auxiliary is Unit 81.
I got you. Okay.
We're all 81, but we are a unit. The sons are Squadron 81.
I don't think we addressed this, but Mike, where is the event itself?
It's at the American Legion, 181 Paseo del Sol.
And that's the London Bridge Plaza parking lot?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. How does one get their car in? How do you enter now? If you're listening, you go, oh, that's right, that car show is coming up. I want to get in there. And what do they get?
The best way right now is to come to the American Legion and get one of these applications, fill it out, and put it in right there ahead of time, because the day of, we've gotten over 50, and it gets kind of packed in there.
Okay.
And for that, they'll get a T-shirt and a lot of other items in a goodie bag that they can use.
Judy, you take donations for troop boxes all year long, don't you? Not just for this event.
Yes, we do. And at the show, if somebody would like to donate something, they get a free raffle ticket, or if they donate several items, they get raffle tickets for free. We have baskets that have been provided by businesses in town and individuals in town, and those baskets are up for raffle, so people can get tickets and take chances on that. We also have a 50-50 drawing.
Well, you had me at breakfast burritos, so you know.
Donuts too. And then for lunch, they're going to have a cookout.
Right.
Lunch, so.
Mike, did you mention how much the entry is?
$40.
$40. Okay. And then what do you get with that besides a space?
A space, T-shirt, goodie bag, and it contains, like I say, several items that most of the hot rodders will like.
Right. No dash plaques this year?
Yeah.
Oh, they're in there.
Okay. I didn't know if you had mentioned that already. The shirts are pretty sharp, folks. Very bright. What color is that? Yellow?
It's gold.
It's gold. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a bright yellow gold. All right.
In an effort to urge people to pre-register, which includes clear up through Friday of this week.
Okay.
The day of, we charge an extra $10 for the entry fee.
So $50 the day of.
$50.
$40
the day
pre-registration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that helps us move the line along on Saturday.
Right.
So they can, right up to the last minute almost, they can save $10.
So again, it's the Troop Box Convoy. It's the 6th annual car and bike show supporting our military and their families and presented by the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 81. And it's this Saturday, bright and early. What's
bright
the hours
early.
Again? 7?
The show is actually 9 to 3.
Oh, that's a relief.
But cars start showing up at 6.
I'm a 4:30. I'm an 0430 guy during the week, not so much on the weekends.
We will be there at 4:30 setting up.
In case you get lonely.
News comes early. I'm just saying. All right. So, again, you're going to want to call Vicki Hart if you have questions, 928-230-9161. Right?
Correct.
Or donations, Judy Harvey, 928-230-8988. Boy, you have the easy number. That's an easy number, 9161, but I'll tell you what, 8988 is a pretty cool number. So, all right, what are you entering in the show, Mike?
31 Ford Model A.
Oh, nice. Very nice. What about you, Judy?
I don't have a car to
no?
enter.
No? Husband?
Nope.
No?
A Colorado truck.
Vicki?
I enter my 47 Buick Roadmaster.
Oh, wow. Is that the same car from Rain Man?
Oh, I don't know what your Rain Man's was.
That was a convertible.
Yeah.
Well, mine's not a convertible.
Yeah. Had the Fireball 8, I believe they called it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful car.
Yeah.
What are some of the... And this is a bike show, too, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you get a lot of bike entries, Mike?
We have had as little as 6 and as many as a couple of dozen.
Really?
Yeah.
How nice are the bikes? Are they classic? Are we talking about Indians and Triumphs?
Oh, yeah. Harleys, Triumphs, mm-hmm. Indians, beautiful pieces of art.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Also, we have no age limit on our cars. You can bring your brand new Charger. You can bring, we had a smart car 1 year.
Really? One of those little cars?
Yes.
That you can put in the back of a pickup?
Yes. They have to lift up.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't put a limit on it because it's all to help our military people and our deployed. So we're not going to tell you your car isn't old enough.
Right.
And we are military-minded people, some of whom have an interest in cars. So it's not really a competition to all the other car shows in town. We let anybody come.
See that, Judy? You can enter your Colorado.
I could. We have to get on that.
Get a detail.
Need a bath.
Get a detail.
We have had a golf cart entered.
Oh, that's funny. That's what. Are there prizes?
Only 40-some.
Only? Only?
Yes, there are awards that are presented.
Can you give me an example, Mike? What are some of the awards?
Well, like 31 Model A's through, I believe it's 33.
Okay.
No.
Oh, look at that.
That's a class award. Class 2 is 32 to 34. You had 35 to 40, so forth. There are a total of 17 classes, but our top awards are the Top Gun awards, and that's going to be for something like best paint, best interior, and we have a trophy that's probably 2.5 feet tall for best of show, and we call that the Top Gun 5-star award.
Okay. Is that something you're going for?
No, that would be unfair.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
You can they can win awards for flames or all kinds of other categories.
Right.
Plus, I get the president of the auxiliary's pick and, you know, the mayor gets a pick, so there's some picks that
I was going to say, who does the judging?
Yeah, they have some judges lined up who are not involved with putting their cars in the show.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
So. And I might include...
Do they take Venmo or Zelle? I'm kidding.
They might.
That's to pay off the judges. Anyway, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I might include that our dignitaries from the American Legion Department of Arizona will be in attendance. There's approximately a dozen of them, including a American Legion National Vice Commander.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's pretty, that's nice. Judy, how long do you think you'll be doing this?
That's a very good question.
Did I ask you how long you've been doing this?
I started in 2005.
2005.
With one soldier. And, it's, who knows how long. I guess as long as we are here and we can, hold up to it. We work in my garage.
Yeah, I like the way you say we. It's not just you. How many people do you have?
I have another friend that's an auxiliary member. Her name's Jan Swift, and she helps me with the boxes. The two of us have a routine. She'll shop for this. I'll shop for that. We'll take the donations and organize things, and then I start way up about 4:30 in the morning.
Well, now that you're broadcasting all over Havasu and the rest of Mojave County, if someone were to call you to volunteer... Are you open to that? It sounds like a two-person operation.
It pretty much is at this point because you're working in a small space and we've got, you know, an organized way of doing things.
You've got
we
it
have
down.
Had volunteers,
yeah.
Yes.
You've got it down. But you do take donations.
Yes, all the time.
What kind of donations are you looking for besides beef jerky?
The tube socks, the guys and gals like the black and gray tube socks. We collect protein bars, drink mixes because they work in places that the water tastes terrible.
Not really water though, right? You don't send water.
No, we send the powdered mixes to flavor the water.
Sure.
So it's better tasting. And like I say, all kinds of food. We send canned fruit and canned meat and stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. But
nice.
You know, snacks. 3-in-1 body wash, deodorant, razors, shaving gel, things like that. We can't send any aerosols.
Right.
But we send, personal items, hygiene items.
I bet that stuff is just all very much appreciated. Do you get letters back?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Judy Harvey and Mike White, our guests, along with Vicki Hart, and they're putting on the Troop Box Convoy this Saturday. Go check it out. At the American Legion Auxiliary. They're in the London Bridge Plaza parking lot here in Lake Havasu City. What's the entry, total entry, are you expecting number-wise?
$350.
Wow, pretty sizable. Big event. Congratulations again in advance, because I know it's going to be a great event. So, all right, back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. I've counted up the calls. I know the sacrifice. All right, back on Speak Out. Final reminder, and I think I mentioned this yesterday or possibly on Friday, Real Estate Power Hour. Say it, Marissa. Boom! She's like belting it out. Boom is right. Chad Hansen, Bobby Lewis will be on the show. Talk about real estate. We're going to talk about that NAR settlement, National Association of Realtors. Whew, it's really going to impact the industry, we think. Well, so we'll be all over that tomorrow. You can call in as well. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Guess what? Karate Man's up next. Is there anything that Karate Man doesn't do well? I mean, come on, really? The paleo guy. Sean Hannity after news and a short break.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.